dropping them raggedy bugs in a 10-frame box, a 4-pound package, would certainly fare a little bit better with that much more heat. But I kept them all in the house still, because I don't want them in those attendants to cool off with the queens. I don't want them cooling off and burning up more energy. I want them to be able to stay warm so I don't have to feed them. Well, yeah, I know, and, you know, you get them out in the kits you're talking about, and happen to temperature drop lower than expected and stuff, that could be a bad thing. Or, you know, I mean, I remember times when I had bees come in where I'd have to keep them in the shade in the garage, but just a little breeze going through there, but not on the bees, you know, kind of just to keep them cool enough. Man, those puppies, they'll get overheated in a hurry sometimes within those packages, you know. And I've had them cluck in a box overnight, one of them foam traps I got built. I had them cluck.
Oh, I thought it was empty.
And, well, talk about feeling bad. You just murdered a box of bees, you know. That's happened to me twice out of about 200 colonies. It's happened to me twice. And each time I felt just as bad. Like, you know, what? I don't even deserve these animals, you know.
Really disturbed when something like that happens. I'd keep them in the garage overnight. And what I did is, if it was kind of on the cold side, I'd have them all on a card table spaced out, you know, not butted up to one another. And I'd lay a tarp kind of loosely over the top, you know, just trying to keep it warm. But, you know, it'd be cold. I mean, it'd be like in April, it'd be cold. You can tell when they're getting too warm because they get noisy. They really start letting you know that, you know, they become more active, right? You can tell the difference, you know, and I mix them a little bit with the sugar syrup and uncover them and stuff. But, yeah, it's a balancing act, man. It's just, you know, terrible if you lose them.
Tarp trick works. Put them under a tarp does work. And it maintains just enough heat, like if you keep them somewhere like that. But you got to watch your high temperature. You're better keeping them at, you know, when they're like that in a lower temperature. But when they get heated up, they do. They get loud, and it's not good for them at all. But you know, I'm getting too cold when you got some queens suffering like that. Because them extra little nurse bees in there, they're not gonna produce enough heat, and they're gonna be trying to take care of her, but they burn up a lot of juice. And if you don't have extra honey or sugar water in there for them to supplement them, they can't burn up that energy and make heat neither.